And Donald Trump ended his speech last night with the phrase that's become the central one of his campaign.
We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. God bless you and good night. I love you.
Well, here now, producer Chris Ballman asked Republicans outside the Quicken Loans arena, what does that mean? If America is not great now, when was the last time America was great?
I felt it was probably the greatest under the Reagan administration back in the early 80s.
I think those were some good years for America. And quite frankly, you know, from an economic perspective, there's years during the Clinton years that were great for America.
Before we entered the Vietnam War and had the Great Society.
Of course, everyone says the 50s are great, you know.
Then things started to change socially, and was a little bit better under Ronald Reagan. But not so great in the last half of the 20th century.
Well, I think being a Brit, America was great when it came into World War II.
I think from an Alaskan's perspective, the last time we had access to lands to be able to extract the great resources that Alaska has for all the people of America, and that was during the Bush administration. The Obama administration has taken that away from us.
Well, I don't know that there's any specific turning point or time frame that you can find. I think that we've just allowed poor economic policy through several generations to allow the Chinese to own us.
It's been happening for years, and it didn't just start under the Obama administration. I blame some of it on the Republicans.
When it stopped being great, 2005. The next year, the Democrats won the House, and Bush decided to go along with them for all their stupid programs to make this a socialist country.
His message of making America great again is not that we aren't great or that there's been some time that we weren't, or in the words of our First Lady, that this was the first time she was ever proud of her country. Americans should always be proud of their country and feel that it's great, but we know that we have work to do.